Welcome to the first lesson of the second quarter of 2020. Lesson study this week is called The Uniqueness of the Bible. Loving Father, we thank you that we can study this week's lesson. We pray that you'll be in our midst. Teach us all the things we need to know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello, my dear friends. Welcome back to ponder upon the second quarter Sabbath school lessons. And by God's grace, God has given another 13 beautiful lessons for us to understand in terms of understanding the scriptures. And therefore, I thank you for your presence and your time to listen to this lecture so that you will be benefited, we will be benefited, and above all, God's name is glorified. The whole quarter we are going to study under the topic, how to interpret the scripture. How to interpret the scriptures. And we are going to go deep into Bible and the scriptures and see what is the significance of Bible, who wrote the Bible, and when we study how we can easily understand the Bible, or when we try to interpret the Bible, how we can interpret, on what basis we can interpret, because the reason for 45,000 denominations in this world is because of the misinterpretation of the Bible. One denomination began to read the Bible. They came up with a different idea. And because some of the members did not accept it, they split and started another denominations. Okay, so now denominations after denominations. So at the moment in the whole world, we have nearly 45,000 denominations. It's because we did not know how to interpret, how to explain the scriptures. So I praise the Lord for this quarter and the author that he saw this very clearly and explains us how easily we can read the Bible, we can understand the Bible, we can interpret the Bible. So I praise the Lord. In the next 13 Sabbaths, we will be pondering upon, ransacking upon the deep understanding of the Bible. And today, our topic for the first lesson, uniqueness of the Bible, the uniqueness of the Bible. Before we read, let us pray. Father, speak to us, O Lord. It is quite hard to understand, but help us to explain through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today we are going to study the uniqueness of the Bible, the significance of the Bible. Memory text found in Psalms 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and light to my path. You know, the whole world is under darkness. It is not only because of sickness. It is not only because of the ignorance of the healthy diet, but more than that is the ignorance of understanding the scriptures. Therefore, King David very clearly understood the intention of God, why he gave the scriptures. And he says, "Your word is the lamp of my feet, to my feet, and a light to my path." You know, as we know, Bible is the combination of books, little books. Actually, it's a composed of 66 books. And it did not, and it was not written just in one time slot, but about 1,500 years in separate times, the Bible was written. Bible was written by an Asian. Bible was written by Africans. And Bible was written Europeans. Okay, so we have a very intercultural writings in this book, so that the whole world, every cultural people, can easily understand this scripture or this 66 books by the help of the Holy Spirit. Okay, we have about few questions for us to understand. Question number one, what is Bible? Okay, we all have Bible. I have seen many families, they have more than about 10 Bibles, 5 Bibles, 8 Bibles, different kinds of translations, different kinds of versions. Okay, so it is very good to see, happy to see, people have Bible. Even if I go to charity shop, I can see Bible there. When I go to library, Bible is there. When I go to church, Bible is there, obviously. Okay, sometimes people keep it in the phone and read it when they have time. However, what exactly is the Bible? Okay, how can we define Bible? Okay, I have about five quick opinion about the Bible. Okay, number one, it is the message of God to the world. It is the message of the Lord to the world. You know, God wants to speak to human being. God wants to express His will to the people. And therefore, Bible is nothing but the message of our God to the world. Okay, so when we read Bible or when we take Bible, what is our intention of taking the Bible? Because when we see the Bible, we can point out that's the message from the Lord to the humanity. Okay, so I praise the Lord. You and me have a message from the Lord. Okay, number two, it is the warning. Okay, Bible is nothing but warning. For example, if I read Amos chapter 3, verse 7, Amos chapter 3, verse 7, surely Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants through the prophets. So basically, Bible is not only the message of God to the people, but also it is a revelation of God, or it's a warning to the human being by God. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secrets unto His servants the prophets through the scripture. Okay, so Bible is full of warning. How we can keep our life's safety, what's going to happen in the future, and how I can face the challenges that the world is paved before me, and how I can raise my family so that when they are raised, how they can face the crisis in the world. So it's a warning book. And the third, it is the guidelines. It is the guidelines. For example, what I should eat, what I should not eat. Bible is the guidelines. Okay, how I can maintain my body. Bible says it is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So how can I maintain the divinity, the solemnity of my body? What I should eat and what I should not eat, what I should wear and what I should not wear. Okay, so I have to be very, very careful even in what I drink and what I'm not supposed to drink. So it is a guidelines. When I go to church, how I should behave. If I am head of the family, how I should maintain the integrity of my family. When I behave with my neighbors, how I have to maintain the respect with my neighbors. So Bible is nothing but a guidelines. Okay. And the fourth one, Bible is a book of encouragements. You know, many people are easily broken. Many people are easily discouraged. Many people are very easily demotivated. When someone says something, they're really discouraged. They are really broken. But when you open the Bible, you can see there are plenty of encouragements, promises, covenants by God. For example, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 9 and 10, God says, "Fear not, for I am with you. I will not forsake you." So that's a wonderful promise that God has given. Though people talk anything against me, though people do anything against me, but when God is with me, I have no fear. When God is with me, I don't have to be discouraged. Okay, so that's the intention of the Bible for us. So it is the message of God to the world. It is the warning of God to the world. And it is the guidelines for the world. And also it's the encouragements for all of us. And finally, every answer is put together. It is purely the word of God. It is the word of God. We have never seen God. Our God did not come and sat with me next to me in the sofa. But when the Bible is next to me, I can feel that God is next to me, speaking to me. So it is the word of God. When I prayerfully open the Bible and read the passage, I have a feeling that God is literally speaking to me. I can see the voice of God through the scripture. If you and me diligently read the scriptures, we can easily understand that God is speaking to human being. Okay, the second question, what is the benefit of the Bible? Okay, what is the benefit of the Bible? You know, every day you ought to spend little time reading the Bible. But how can that time be very productive, very constructive when you read the Bible? So without knowing the blessings or the benefit of the Bible, we don't have to spend time, our precious time, reading the Bible. Okay, so I have another five answers, okay, based on the Bible. What are the benefits of the Bible? Number one, it gives life. It gives life. For example, if you just go to Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verses 45 to 47. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, "Set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life." So God's word is life. It has life. Okay, Moses says, because it is your life. That's why I have to teach to children. I have to teach to my spouse. I have to teach the church. I have to teach my neighbors. Because when I share Bible to people, I'm sharing the life itself, because it is life-changing words. Okay, so it says, because it is your life, and through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. Okay, what is the benefit of the Bible? Number one, it is life itself. And number two, it makes that life perfect. Okay, sometimes our lives are a bit ups and downs and zigzag way. But if you read the Bible, definitely it gives us a fantastic transformation, because it makes that life perfect. Okay, let me read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that man of God may be perfect. You know, everyone has life. But if you really read the Bible, the Bible will bless us to have that particular life. Whether we may live 30 years or 40 years or 70 years, doesn't matter. The question is our life perfect? Is our life acceptable? Is our life productive and reasonable? And the blessings of the Bible is, when we read the Bible and the passage of the Bible will make that life perfect, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So it gives life, and not only it gives life, it makes that life perfect. And number three, it gives peace. That's a wonderful thing. Bible gives us peace. Let me read a scripture from Psalms 119, verse 165. Okay, 165 say, great peace have they which love thy law or word, and nothing shall offend them. Okay, so it gives us peace, and nobody can offend us if it truly believes the Bible. Okay, so it gives, what is the benefit of the Bible when we read the Bible? It gives an unprecedented peace in our hearts. Okay, then again, same thing, Psalms 119, and we'll read 107. Okay, 107, it says, I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Okay, so it is life. It makes our life perfect, and it gives peace. And not only this, it gives us revival. Quicken me, revive me, O Lord, according to thy word. So the Bible actually revives us, bringing us a different, encouraging spirit in our lives. Many times we are really trying to give up our lives. Many people try to commit suicide. Many people just give up. Why I have to live in this world? But if you just go to the Bible and read it, Bible will revive us. And it gives us peace. It gives us life. And it makes the life perfect. And the last one, Psalms 105. That's the memory text that we read. Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy word, or the Bible, is the lamp unto my feet, and the light unto my path. Sometime, I don't know what I'm doing. Am I doing right things? Or am I doing wrong things? Am I really making people happy? Or am I really offending people? But if you really carefully read the Bible, it helps us to understand in the moment of darkness, in the moment of challenging times, the Bible is the lamp unto my feet, so that I will not walk in the darkness, but I will have light in me when the Bible is with me, and the light unto my path. Okay, then I'll go to the next one. Who wrote the Bible? Okay, what is Bible? What is the blessings of the Bible? And who wrote the Bible, and where did they write the Bible? You know, as I said, there are 40 holy people in a different time period, like 1,500 years difference, gap. Okay, in different era, in different culture, in different cities and countries, 40 God's people who were inspired by the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible. For example, Job, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. These six books wrote by Moses. And in the New Testament, okay, we have by name, and about 12 epistles were written by Paul. And book of Revelation was written by John. So many people, different languages, were used to write the book. Okay. All right. So, how did they write? From where did they write? Okay. Moses wrote this Bible at the time of a crucial period of time. Very crucial. And Moses wrote this Bible, or the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, during the 40 years of his time. He was facing so many challenges because he was leading hundreds of thousands of people for 40 years. And he wrote at the point of disappointment, at the point of death, and the point of diversion. Moses wrote the Bible. And what about Paul? Paul wrote many epistles while he was in the prison, when he did not have food, when he did not have proper clothing, when he had no peace because he was in the prison. But in spite of the pain and trauma, when the Holy Spirit inspired them, they wrote the Bible. And what about John? John wrote the book of Revelation at his exile. He was at the island of Patmos. He was left alone, exiled, because he didn't want to renounce Jesus. And he wrote the Bible. Matthew wrote the Gospel of Matthew. And Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts of Apostles. He wrote. Okay, so many God's people from different perspective, even King wrote, King David wrote, King Solomon wrote, Governor wrote, Ezra, Nehemiah, they wrote the Bible. Fishermen wrote the Bible, Peter wrote the Bible. Okay, so it is not necessary because you and me are poor. Maybe we are outcasted people. However, God comes at our situation. God went to island of Patmos and he was with that isolated person, John, and he gave the revelation. And Moses, at the time of discouragement and challenges, God went to Moses and dictated the Pentateuch. And because God doesn't want anybody to be lonely, and God goes there and gives his messages. And in fact, God went to prison to meet Paul, and he wrote epistles. Okay, so people wrote not because they were happy, but because they had hope. People wrote the Bible not because of the position, but because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, let me read one scripture in New Testament, Romans. Romans chapter 15, I'm reading verse 4. It says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." Okay, so these were written so that we will have an understanding. We can have patience, we can have comfort, and we can have finally hope. Okay, so I praise the Lord for this. Okay, the fourth question probably will finish within one or two. Bible is not only message, but it is also prophecy. It's also prophecy. In the Old Testament, you have lots of prophetical books. Okay, perhaps starting from Isaiah, Jeremiah. We can think about one of the major prophecies in the book of Daniel. Okay, Zechariah. Okay, so there are so many prophetical books in the Bible, in the Old Testament. And also when you come to New Testament, you have some prophecies here and there in the epistle of Paul. And Jesus himself, especially Matthew 24th chapter, gives us prophecies about his coming. And finally, book of Revelation, one of the outstanding book in the Bible. Okay, anyway, let me read a text in Amos chapter 3 verse 7 that we read already. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. So Jesus, our God, will never do to the world unless until he reveals that to the prophets, where we will be familiar with what's going to happen. Okay, so the Bible is not only the living word or the historical word, but it is the prophetic word. Okay, in fact, 30% of the Bible are prophecy. Okay, are prophecy. So we need to be very vigilant, okay, to understand. For example, prophecies about Jesus Christ called messianic prophecies. Okay, for example, Micah chapter 5 verse 2, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Okay, it's all talking about the birth, the death of Jesus Christ, which fulfilled in the New Testament. Okay, for example, John chapter 3 verse John chapter 5 verse 39. All scripture is given by, search the scriptures. John chapter 5 verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think you have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. Okay, so the whole scripture is talking about or prophesying about Jesus Christ. Okay, so today, even some of the Christians, denominations, unable to accept Jesus Christ. I can give the list of the churches, although they're called Christian churches, they don't believe Jesus Christ as Messiah. Jesus Christ possesses the divinity. But the Bible clearly explains that Jesus Christ is Messiah and God himself. And in fact, a person asked me, Pastor, can you prove from the Bible that Jesus himself said that he is God or he is the Lord? Because as far as he is concerned, Jesus nowhere in the Bible said he is the Lord or he is God. I can clearly understand his question. But however, in John chapter 13, for example, John chapter 13 and verse 13 says, you call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. Okay, Jesus, not only in one place, when you read in book of Revelation, in many places, Jesus himself says, if I then, your Lord and your Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. There he says, I am the Lord and the Master. And in the book of Revelation, he says, I am Alpha and Omega, and I am the beginning and the end. So God, or Jesus Christ, claims himself as God. And we can understand through many prophecies from the book of Genesis, okay, until Zechariah 9th chapter and the New Testament. Okay, Jesus proves through prophecies that Jesus is the Lord. Okay, Jesus is the Lord. And finally, I have to make mention and pray. Okay, Bible is not only a prophetical book. Bible is not only gospel, but also it is a history book. Many historians, and in fact many archaeologists, try to discover places based on the Bible. Many historians who were very skeptical. When the archaeologists discovered some of the cities mentioned in the Bible and they came to an understanding, yes, that place was existing. That person existed upon this earth, because Bible says and archaeology proves it. So that even historians understood that Bible is true, because Bible says. So Bible talks about gospel. Bible talks about prophecies. And in fact, Bible talks about our death. There is no book in the world which talks about what will happen after death. Philosophy talks about death. Psychology may talk about death. But no isms or no books or no philosophy or psychology talk about what will happen after death. Okay, only Bible talks about after death. When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 3-5, when we read Romans 8, 11, when we read 1 Thessalonians 4th chapter, we can clearly understand what will happen after death. So, we have the promises of Messiah, and we have the promises of the second coming of Jesus Christ. We can understand the progression of Judea Christians in the world and their faith, but also we can understand what will happen after death. So I praise the Lord for the scripture. It is the transforming scripture. Okay, even today, Bible can be trusted. Bible can be trusted. Okay, just, Finally, a question can be asked. How Bible can be relevant in the 21st century? We have lots of internets and scientific invention. In spite of all these things, how can I understand that this Bible can be relevant even in 21st century? There is one thing sure. Time may change. Years may go. People come and pass away. Kingdom comes and kingdom disappears. But Bible, for centuries, for decades, for thousands, Bible is the same. Because it is 20th century, Genesis did not become different book. Because it is 21st century, book of Matthew did not differ. Bible stays the same, because God is the same and His gospel is the same. His promises is the same. Bible never change. People may change. Time may change. Kingdom may change. Leaders may change. Culture may change. Design, fashion may change, but Bible never change, because God is as yesterday, today, and He is same tomorrow as well. Because Bible is the same. So Bible can be trusted. Bible is still relevant in 21st century. The Bible has the power to transform lives. In my life, I can give you testimonies after testimonies. Drunkards, addicts changed from their lives. Prostitutes were baptized. I personally baptized a killer. It is a transforming book. And Bible has life. And today, if you have never read Bible, if you have never experienced the power of the Bible, start from today and you will receive transformation and you will experience revival and you will understand the power of the Holy Spirit. Father in heaven, thank you, dear Lord, for the transforming lesson today. Help us to be benefited out of the Bible so that we will have life. We will understand Jesus, and above all, we will understand who we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. See you in the next class. Bye.